This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. India and Singapore today signed 5 agreements on civil aviation, space, skill development, digital asset innovation and green and digital shipping corridor. The MOUs were exchanged after the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi today. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi said both nations share common concerns regarding terrorism. He said India and Singapore believe that fighting against terrorism with unity is the duty of all humanitarian countries.
हम आसियान के साथ सहयोग और इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में शांति और स्थिरता के जॉइंट विजन को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे आतंकवाद को लेकर हमारी समान चिंताएं हैं हम मानते हैं कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ एकजुटता से लड़ना सभी मानवतावादी देशों का कर्तव्य है पहलगाम में हुए आतंकवादी हमले के बाद भारत के लोगों के प्रति संवेदना और आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में समर्थन के लिए मैं प्रधानमंत्री वांग और सिंगापुर सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करता हूं
Union Health Minister JP Nadda has said the GST reforms will reduce healthcare costs and improve the lives of people. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said they reaffirmed the government's commitment to the poor and middle class. He said abolishing GST on 36 life-saving drugs, including cancer and rare diseases, exempting health and life insurance, and slashing it on medicines, medical devices and diagnostics marks a giant step towards affordable healthcare for all. The GST Council has unanimously approved rate cuts on scores of items of daily use, making most goods and services cheaper. Briefing media after the 56th GST Council meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the new rates will come into effect from the 22nd of this month, the first day of Navratri festival, delivering on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Independence Day promise of a GST Diwali gift. Industry bodies have welcomed the next generation GST reforms, saying that the simplification of the tax setup will help in ease of doing business. The Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, said the two rates of 5% and 18% will simplify refunds and MSME procedures. It also hailed the exemption of individual life and health insurance from GST as path-breaking. It further added that this clarity will ease compliance, reduce litigation, and give businesses and consumers the predictability they need. Forum coordinator at the Association of Indian Medical Device Industry, Rajiv Nath, has said they are very happy with the government's decision, which will provide affordable access to consumers and patients and lower their healthcare cost. The Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, said the reforms reflect the maturation of the indirect tax regime, which has seen a steady rise in collections. BJP today hailed the next generation GST reforms by saying that these reforms will bring relief to every section of society. Briefing the media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra said that there is an atmosphere of joy in the country among the people after tax reduction. He added that all sections, including farmers, will benefit from these reforms. Union Food and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi today flagged off mobile vans selling onions at a subsidized price of 24 rupees per kg in Delhi, Mumbai and Ahmedabad. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Joshi asserted that the government is committed towards the welfare of farmers and consumers. Highlighting the prioritization of stability in food prices, the minister noted that retail inflation in July fell to 1.55%, the lowest in nearly 8 years. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today released the National Institutional Ranking Framework, NIRF, India Rankings 2025 in New Delhi. The rankings in the overall category were topped by Indian Institute of Technology, Madras, followed by IIS, Bengaluru, and Indian Institute of Technology, Bombay. In the US Open tennis, pair of Yuki Bhambri and his New Zealand partner Michael Venus will take on British pair of Neil Skupski and Joel Salisbury in the men's double semi-final this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.